Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins.
Yes.
Start to finish, how long does it take you to get ready for a normal day in the morning? To get ready to walk out of the house?
Oh, 20 minutes.
So that's taking a shower, getting dressed, the whole thing?
Yeah.
How long does it take you, Lindsay? Obviously looking at you less than that. I'm kidding, of course.
It's actually probably about the same. Let's say 25, 30 at most. I'm very fast to get ready.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. It takes me at least 30 minutes from the time because I go straight into the restroom when I wake up and start getting dressed for the day. And then I go out into to the kitchen and then I'll do, you know, breakfast and then show preparation out there.
Yeah.
And it takes me at least 30 minutes from the time I get out of the bed to the time I walk out into the other room dressed. And a lot of that time is just wasted of me just standing there looking at myself in the mirror trying to get awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. And I look up sometimes and go, I've been standing here for 5 minutes and I haven't done a thing. And I don't even remember getting out of bed.
Yeah. I have a really good tip.
Okay.
I have a good tip. So I just started when I started this job to do this. You have a bowl in your bathroom the size of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you put really cold water in the bowl and you put, you know, I put like a headband on and I put my face in the water for like, I don't know, as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But this could be difficult for you because you're holding your breath thing. But anyway.
I'm not good at holding my breath.
Good point.
Yeah. But just do that and come up and then damp your face. Your face is going to look slimmer, tighter, and you're going to be awake.
But it doesn't have to have ice in it. It's just cold from the faucet.
Cold water. Now, in the winter, it's easier to do the cold water, you know.
Right. And so, I'm on a well.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's ice cold. Oh, so you're really so lucky. Cold. So I'm telling you, it makes everything snatched. You try it. Try it, and then you'll be awake. And then you're like, ready to start my day, guys.
Mm. First thing or after you take a shower?
First thing.
Oh, my gosh.
First thing.
Yes. That's pretty so tough. You're bobbing for apples, basically, first thing in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really do it for that long.
Okay, but here's what I would do. I would turn the water on. And then I would stand there for a minute while the water's just running and kind of get lulled by the sound of the water. And I'd look up and it'd probably be 3 minutes after the water had just been sitting there running. I'm looking in the mirror, just still zoned out, and then get the bowl, fill it up with water and then sit down. And then I'd have to stop for a minute to get myself ready to dunk my face in, you know.
It's like a little kid, like when they're just sort of zoning out into space. And that must drive Jody nuts.
Well, it's always been that way. My mom used to say he'd get up in plenty of time to be ready for school.
Yeah.
But I would walk by there and he'd be sitting on the edge of his bed and he'd have one sock on just staring off into space.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I was like that growing up. It was hard for me to. But you wake up a lot earlier than me, too. Mm. I mean, if I woke up at y'all's time, I mean, y'all are both. I saw your clock one day, your alarm. It's scary. If I did, I wouldn't be able to function.
Yeah. But then I'll also stand there and look at myself and go, oh God, what happened to you?
Oh gosh.
You know, I'll start thinking
great
negative thoughts.
first thing in the morning. Yeah. That's what you need to tear yourself down.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Well, try the cold water because you'll feel better.
You can't just splash it. You got to dunk your face.
You can splash, but I mean, you need to set it in there for a minute so it tightens the.
Yeah. Just pinch your nose and just.
Yeah. That's what I have to get earplugs.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So this is a list. The reason I was asking about that, of 8 morning habits that can make you miserable.
Oh, great.
Dunking your face.
Number one is immediately reaching for your phone.
Yeah.
So they understand you got your alarm is on the phone, but then don't start scrolling and looking at other things. It says, give yourself a chance to wake up and maybe go start a pot of coffee. Your phone is full of stressful stuff. You know, Jody makes my coffee for me the night before and sets it on the timer.
Yeah.
I love that. Not,
yeah, it's sweet. Excuse me. It's a dwelling on yesterday's problems or mistakes. So don't do that right when you wake up. Starting your day with complaints. Try not to roll out of bed and start complaining about the weather. But there's nobody awake to be complaining to, so I don't have to worry about that one unless I'm just standing there, you know, like Ace, cussing myself out.
Right. Yeah.
Not taking time to be grateful. Now, this says take 5 minutes to think of the stuff that you're thankful for and all that, whereas, you know, we would say to pray, thank God for your blessings. But these are obviously godless Yankees writing this. And felt that would be offensive to say pray. I'm surprised they didn't say thank the universe for all the good things in your life.
Then count your gemstones.
Yeah. Rushing through your morning without fuel. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but 1 in 4 Americans skips it. Well, this says skip it, but that's incorrect.
When didn't we find out?
1 in 4 Americans skips breakfast.
Didn't we find out that wasn't true?
Yeah, now they're saying, you know, that you don't have to have breakfast. Keep fasting.
Who started that?
There were bureaucrats, you know, and that were, you know, with representing the farm industry.
That's right.
And stuff.
Yeah.
You get up, start eating eggs and drinking milk and all that. It's the most important meal of the day. Mm. Rushing through your morning without fuel, engaging in negative self-talk. See?
Uh-oh.
That's what I do. I just don't say it aloud. I'm thinking it.
Right.
Engaging in it.
Right.
You know, don't let your inner monologue. Oh, that's a good one. It's my inner monologue.
My narrative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My story.
Yeah.
It's probably the same people that call food fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need my fuel. Right. Do you want to go fuel up?
Yeah.
Now.
And they don't eat something. They put it in their body.
Yeah.
You know, don't think things like you're lazy or you're messing up.
You're messing up. You've been up for 5 minutes. Yeah.
You screwed up again.
I can't believe you have to face this day that you screwed up yesterday that's even continuing into today.
God, people are dark, huh?
Yeah, I know. This is
heavy.
Let's see. What does it say? Are they avoiding all physical activity? You don't have to be one of those people who jumps out of bed and runs 5 miles. Even some light stretching or a short walk can release endorphins and boost your mood. I believe in that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Sure.
That's why I used to be, whenever I had that elliptical thing and I was all into the fitness and everything, I'd just go get on it in my underwear. I looked like a maniac, like a mental patient.
Yeah.
On an elliptical in my underwear. And then not having a goal in mind will ruin your day.
I never have a goal in mind.
I don't either. My goal is to get awake and get out of the house.
Yeah. Mine is just make it through the day. Yeah.
But you know what does inspire me to move faster and get dressed faster is if I know that if I've got an idea of something that I'm about to make myself for breakfast, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I got time for it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Going to bed. It's like going to bed at night thinking about the cup of coffee you're going to have the next day. Uh-huh. A lot of people do that. They get excited like, oh, that coffee's going to be so good tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. I get excited about meals for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, what am I going to eat for lunch or what? Yeah.
And but it doesn't say to be that into the food because I'm, you know, like I used to be that way on my cheat day.
Yeah.
I would wake up early because that'd be longer I could eat good stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, but every day, you know, for so many years has been a cheat day.
So now we can't have any.
Yeah. Now it's, the cheating is to eat something that's clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cheat years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I do. I know, and I realize I have weird morning habits, and I envy those people that can just pop up and be ready, and you know, they're on their way, and all of that. No, I can't do it. I got to have extra time.
Yeah.
The key is just you just got to get rid of your whole family. Yeah. Once you do that, you're in the I stress about nothing.
Heck yeah. And when my kids are gone and my husband's gone, like if my kids are staying at the grandparents. And I wake up, I can turn on lights and music. I can like make my morning go. Now I have I can't even shower. Like I can't turn on a faucet. I mean, they're like, bounce it down. They're like, you know, so.
A little prairie dog.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to try that. Just jumping up and going.
Yeah.
And see how. But it makes me dizzy. Like, I'll get lightheaded and woozy if I'm moving around too fast when I first wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And you also got to, like, disconnect yourself from your mask thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there's some challenges that you'll have to figure out.
Yeah. Plus, I start listening to conservative podcasts and stuff first thing.
Yeah.
And right when I, yeah.
That explains a lot.
So I'll get enthralled with that. I'll be listening to that. It's just like... Everything's a distraction.
Yeah.
And it could be your medicine that you take to sleep, like kind of wearing off, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to get.
Remember that day I took those Tylenol PMs along with my sleep medicine? Jody gave me those things.
Yeah. You were super groggy the entire day.
Yeah. Because they're not designed to get in and out like my prescription medicine is.
Yeah. They linger.
Yeah.
I just picture you like you're listening to those conservative podcasts. So like 10 minutes after you're waking up, you're like, those damn Democrats.
Yeah. Right.
I swear it is.
Yeah.
Liberals.
So he goes to bed watching crime documentaries about murder.
Yeah.
Wakes up, starts listening to stuff that's going to piss him off.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Think about it.
He's mad.
I have pretty much stopped watching shows, though, in the bed. I immediately now turn on the waves on YouTube or like black screen, low music, whatever.
Wow, that's a big change.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch any shows in the bed hardly.
I'm proud of you for that.
Thanks.
Because it turns your mind off and you can relax.
I just wish I could pour like a liquid Ambien into that snore machine. So it would come out of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A gas mask.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin. You want to protect your face this summer. And Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
Kensho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. And my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico socks order.
Kinshow Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium, non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime, available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Sconi's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.